You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you. I love dildos and butt plugs too. I'd sit on a bowling pin if a straight guy told me to. Ooh. No lube, baby, no lube.
No lube?
Just give me a little spit.
Oh,
on
yeah.
A hole. Ooh, 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 ooh.
Ooh!
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. Production of the website fagsoworshipalphas.com. I'm Sam the Faggot, and it's Wednesday evening. We're almost into August now. It's kind of hard to believe, you know. What a fucked up year, you know. Thank God we've passed the halfway point. We're headed on out of this year, this awful year that we all love to forget, I think. You know, speaking of which, I mean, I don't know. To all the people that are listening and reading the blog from around the world, please, can I stay at your house? Okay, can I? I mean, I'll be very good. I'll be very quiet. I'll sleep in a closet. Cook you dinner, do your laundry, whatever, okay? Just get me the fuck out of this country. I cannot stay here anymore. I mean, I don't know if you guys have been paying attention to what's happening here recently in the news, but we have a president that's gone batshit crazy. And we have a Republican-controlled Senate that is absolutely out of their mind. We have a Justice Department that's corrupt as all hell, and I mean we're headed for the shit. I think this fall I think we're really headed for some horrible crap. I mean, just in the last couple of hours, basically, Trump has he's endorsed a doctor who believes that people are inseminated by demon semen, and she thinks that that the coronavirus can be cured by hydroxychloroquine. Trump pulled our troops out of Germany, leaving Germany completely vulnerable to Russia. It's something that Russia has wanted for many, many years, and now Trump has made it happen. Trump destroyed some Obama-era protections on the desegregation of the suburbs in American cities. But he's not racist, right? We are in real trouble, okay? So I just don't know if I can stay in this country much longer. I don't know if it's going to be safe. So that was my little mini rant there. If you're voting Republican, or you are a Republican, or you're supporting Trump, I don't know, first of all, why you're listening to me, okay? But you're fucking stupid. And you're not American. All right, so that's it. I'm a little bit behind on this podcast, obviously, because I had the launch of my first book. Okay, it's called "May I Serve You, Sir," and I did announce it on the last podcast, but it's expanded a little bit since then. A couple people talked me into turning it into a Kindle version, which I did. So now it's, you can get a hard copy or a Kindle. And now, I don't know, many of my longtime readers might remember Sir Tazian from Hong Kong, you know, a truly awe-inspiring alpha male. And he's always like, he's like the god overseeing the website and, you know, dropping his advice on my head, you know, every once in a while. And he talked to me about releasing it as a PDF file for download, which I did do. I followed his direction. So that's on Gumroad. But, I mean, this publication isn't really like anything that's ever been done. It's certainly not in this community, okay? What I'm trying to do with it is make it become a tool, okay? It's meant for distribution to alphas, okay? And there's kind of a slant towards straight alphas in the book. But, you know, faggots are always hiding in the shadows and afraid, and they don't know how to approach. This book will give any faggot that puts it to use at least a chance, you know. It's a big foot right in the door. So it's meant for distribution, which is why I was primarily focusing on the hard copy, you know, the soft covered version of it that's a tangible product that you could place in the line of sight of an alpha. Put it in his hands so that he can read it for himself and think about what it's saying, you know, to him. So that was the primary reason. But see, like, here's the thing. Like, my brain is always still kind of operating the way I've always pursued alphas, which is in person, okay? So I was just like, well, we got to get them a tool that they can walk up to an alpha and hand it to him, or drop it in his book bag or his gym bag or whatever, you know, place it between two towels, whatever, you know. But so much of what is going on is happening online. And so this is a good suggestion, I guess, that I mean, I know that I've had faggots that have asked me for certain posts on the website that might help them. They could send those posts to an alpha to, you know, jar his thinking ability, you know. This book is going to operate like that. It's I described it to an alpha earlier today as basically my website condensed down in very, very concise terms, you know, about hierarchy. But again, it's meant to be used, okay? If you read it for the sake of reading it and you like what's written there, that's great. But it's not, it's supposed to be a tool. It's not just a book, it's a tool. And it should be used like a tool. I do encourage everyone who buys a copy to make use of it, because there's never been an opportunity like this before. Okay, so this is like a once in a lifetime shot. Here it is, you know. Here are all the tools you need. Go to work, you know. It's like somebody who sits around and says, oh, I want to build my own coffee table, blah, 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 and I'm going to get around to that someday, okay? And then suddenly somebody shows up with the wood and the tools and everything you need, the directions, everything. Here, build the table now. You know, no more talking about it. Build it, okay? And that's what this is. You know, you've been dreaming about serving a man. You've been talking about it. You write hot comments online and short stories or whatever. But it's time to actually put some skin in the game, you know? So I do encourage anybody who's bought it or is planning to buy it to put it to use, okay? It's designed to help you out. So, and again, you know, I think that the book softens the message enough to where it's probably not going to upset most alphas, but, you know, I think the real thing is once he reads it, if he responds back, which, I mean, I think probably a lot of alphas are either going to contact me off of that book or they're going to contact the faggot that gave it to them. At least to find out, is this a joke? Whatever, you know. But we have to be ready. So, like, once you put the book to use and you start trying to make it work for you, you have to be ready for any response, okay? So steel yourself for any response. If he responds favorably, submit, okay? I can't tell you the number of times I've had faggots that they say, I want to serve an alpha, and then they find an alpha, and the alpha starts making demands, and they back out, or they start flaking out, or whatever. I just think, you asked for this. This is what you wanted. Don't piss it away. But sometimes, you know, I don't know. Faggots are really bad about this, you know. So, I'm really eager to find out what people do with it, you know. So, anyway, I don't really have much else right now. I'm honestly I've got so much going on right now in the background that you just wouldn't even believe it, okay? So I still have 2 videos for the website to edit, and it's probably not going to happen until the weekend because I don't know if I'm going to have enough time. I'm still kind of coming out of the whole coronavirus thing. I mean, we're not out of the coronavirus thing by a long shot. We probably, if we had anybody with any brains in Washington, we'd be trying to shut down again. There's another thing, another piece of corruption. Like, the new stimulus package that the Republicans approved, it's supposed to be going through in a week or two, I guess, is full of more pork for, you know, fat boy in the White House and his friends, including, which I thought was really infuriating, money to keep that, there's a base in New York near Trump Tower that Donald Trump doesn't want to move away because he makes money off of this stuff, you see. So, and so some of that money went to that. I mean, it's just, it's outrageous, you know. You know, if you don't like Joe Biden, just vote for him anyway, okay? Because in the end, there's no possible way that Joe Biden, I don't care if Joe Biden was fucking lighting kids on fire, all right? I don't care if Joe Biden was actually or is actually running a child sex ring out of a pizza shop, like the wackadoodles in the Republican Party were saying a couple years ago. Now they're on to demon blood and whatnot. But even if Joe Biden was doing all that shit, I would still vote for him. Because we cannot go through four more years of this shit. So, you know, everybody's going to have to get up off their ass and go vote. Period. Honestly, I believe that this is kind of a turning point in history. Are real Americans going to stand up against Trump and defeat him? I mean, I sure hope so. Because America's got a lot of promise. And, you know, Donald Trump is shitting all over it. So, and I guess I'm really in a bad mood about the Trump thing because this week I had to say goodbye to another friend that I've known for like 15 years because he revealed that not only is he a Trump supporter, but he's also giving him thousands of dollars in donations. Wouldn't you know it? The topic of Trump came up between us when my friend started complaining about the Black Lives Matter rioting. And he was spouting some shit that we've heard from other, you know, I mean, we've got veritable Klansmen in our Congress right now. But he started spouting some of that, and I was like, are you supporting Trump? And he's just like, oh, yeah, I love Trump. And that led to a big, big argument. And finally, I just told him, I said, look, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I've cut off everybody that supports Trump. And that's just how it is. And that's kind of how we left it. You know, so, you know, I'm sad and angry at the same time about it because, I mean, I don't want to lose a friend that I respect, but I don't have any choice if I want to stay sane, you know, like, it's just, I don't know, but anyway, it was an enormous privilege to get to publish that book. It's going to be translated. We're currently working toward translations of Portuguese and French and, I've got someone in Germany now that's offering to take care of the German translation and also Arabic, which I don't know. I guess I'm just surprised. That was the very first thing that someone suggested. You know, they said, put it in Arabic. honestly, it just never occurred to me because of what I went through with baby boy in the Middle East. I don't see those people embracing the use of faggots at all. But, but it's happening. So I guess hooray for bilinguality. I don't know. Is that a word? No. So that's four translations, you know, that we're on the verge of doing, and then there's plenty of other ones like Spanish. So, you know, I want it to be available in the native tongues, obviously, because using native language gives people a nuance to certain understandings. That's good, you know. So, and again, I've always been a fan of approaching alphas in person. So for me, I kind of look at it and go, ugh, well, I mean, I don't know. But some other people are definitely going to try it. So we'll find out if it works, you know. But ultimately, my whole goal is to just push hierarchy as far and as deep into public consciousness as I can. It would be nice if I got some support from particularly alphas. I I don't know. Like lately, I've been kind of running across alphas who are very ignorant, selfish, kind of. I mean, yeah, these are FinDom alphas, so they're almost like born to be selfish, right? But I don't know. It's been weird lately with alphas. I've been getting in kind of, you know, I'm tired of the bullshit part, you know. Yes, Lord, tired of the bullshit. In that swimwear, going to the new shit. I don't know. I'm doing some Lizzo. Yeah, I mean, today, honestly, I had a couple of alphas that were very discouraging to me, and I just kind of had to shrug it off. I wouldn't expect any alpha to understand what I'm trying to do here or how it would benefit them. So, anyway, well, I guess I'll call it a day on this particular episode. I just wanted to kind of go over, you know, the idea behind the book and what you want to try to do with it, okay? So get out there, faggots, and start making approaches. I mean, I feel like an insurance manager, you know, but anyway, well, I hope you have a good, safe week, and I will talk to you this weekend, okay? Love you. Bye.